Omo! Welcome to Our Mouse Overlord, episode 6. I'm Devin Brooks with Rob Haught.
Hello.
Oh, that was sultry. I like that one. That's the best one you've gotten so far. Today we are going to review what happened at D23. If you're not familiar with D23, it is basically Disney's own Comic-Con. If you're not familiar with Comic-Con, it is basically just a...
What are you doing?
Yeah. You probably don't like this podcast, but it is basically just kind of... It is Disney's kind of ultra-fan experience. They have a whole bunch of celebrities that come that are signing autographs and doing panels. They're introducing new movies. They're doing clips for movies that are coming soon. They have all sorts of vendors. Like, it's super cool. It happens once a year, but it is stateside once every other year. So my wife and
I... I was like, yep. I think every 2 years.
Yeah, because like I either so yeah so it's all right now it's always in Anaheim. It's whatever convention center is at. I think what they're going to do is, at least the last time I saw, is that they were going to start bouncing back and forth between Anaheim and Orlando so that they can go back to Disneyland and Disney World. So, but then every other year they still go to, like, I think last year they went to Japan, and so next year they go to whatever next venue they have. That one is always jumping around, but yeah, it's super fun. My wife and I went 4 years ago, so when you go there, you see some stuff that is fairly far in advance. Like, we saw stuff for movies that just recently came out. I mean, like, it's pretty crazy how far in advance they're willing to show it for you. And they got all sorts of exclusive... I mean, we kind of joked about crazy pin and crazy collector people on the last episode, but they've got some crazy stuff that people are already selling online for, you know, 100%, 200% markups. Like, it's insane.
Well, like you said, it's a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But for Disney alone. Like,
and
all of Disney properties now.
So as the years go on, as D23 gets bigger, and it is getting bigger, like, it's just a massive thing already. And it's only been going on, you know, it's only kind of jumped into high gear over the past, you know, 6 years or so. But I think as it goes along, they're going to cut more and more from Comic-Con, because obviously you get the entire world looking at D23 and you're just looking Disney, whereas, you know, Comic-Con, obviously you have, you know, DC and you have other movies that are kind of coming out, so they'll still show up at Comic-Con, but I guarantee that as the years go on, D23 is going to be, you know, where it's at for information, and that kind of proves it once we go over all of this stuff here, because buckle up, this could be quite a ride. So,
well, you know, a lot of the stuff that you're going to hear, we've kind of already covered
some of it,
you know, like, but this is more in depth of some things.
Yeah, and some of it will just be just simple stuff, like a lot of the stuff we can kind of just mention, and then we'll say, yep, that sounds cool, and go to the next step, and then other things we'll kind of talk more in depth about. But, and, you know, there's stuff as simple as someone announced a new cast member that we didn't know about before, but we'll kind of go over everything that was announced at the... So basically how it works is they have two different panels. One is kind of the... They had a, like, Disney Plus and the TV show side, and then they also had a movie panel. So we'll go over the movie panel first, and then after that we'll go over the Disney Plus and the TV shows, and hopefully we won't talk for 17 hours because I have to go to bed eventually. So, ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
I got my backpack with water in it.
I know.
I got my... I'm ready.
Get comfortable. Save this episode for when you're about to go on, like, a cross-country flight. So, all right. So, kicking it off, they go to, you know, kind of the biggest, the last big moment of this year and for really the Star Wars saga, is they kind of did just a overview of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. So, you know, Kathleen Kennedy came out with J.J. Abrams, and of course they talk. But the biggest thing is that they showed... So, full disclosure, neither of us could go, sadly. We're not doing this full-time or anything, otherwise we'd be there. But, it's a tough ticket to get to, and exactly. And then also obviously it's across the country because we're, on the East Coast, and right now it's in Anaheim, so we're unable to go to it, but we are just kind of going over the recap. So anytime I'm talking about footage, we didn't see it personally unless they leaked or unless it came on, but we'll kind of talk about what people that did see it saw, and we'll kind of give our review. So what they showed with The Rise of Skywalker is they just kind of had basically a sizzle reel of the past couple of movies, which, basically just means that it's just showing clips from the previous movie, so that doesn't mean much to us. But the interesting part of The Rise of Skywalker is that at the end of this sizzle reel is that they show kind of quote-unquote Dark Rey. So Rey, the main character of the new Star Wars series, she is in, like, all dark black robes, and she actually is holding a dual-sided lightsaber, and it's red, like how Darth Maul had in the prequels. So it's kind of showing her as being like an evil Rey. So, any thoughts on if they're actually going to spin that or not?
If you would have asked me a couple years ago, I would believe it. Yeah. The way Disney is recently with trailers and, little snippets of things, I think it's more of a vision that she gets that she could possibly go down, and which could scare her, but she could go down that route, especially since, like, the poster, there was a poster too, and the poster had what's his,
Kylo Ren.
No, it was her versus Kylo Ren, but in the background,
the Emperor,
yes. So I think because he's such a strong spirit that he probably gives her a vision, and that's probably the vision that you see. There's just this is supposed to be the end of this saga, the Skywalker saga, basically. It's not really called that, but just the end of this journey. I just don't see it. I think he tries to convince her to join the dark side because I think she defeats Kylo Ren, and he kind of. I don't know. That's what I think.
Yeah,
who knows?
We'll see. I'm with you. I think that like Rey is kind of like how Captain Marvel was, where a ton of little girls now are growing up, and Rey is their Luke Skywalker. I mean, when I was growing up, Luke Skywalker was awesome. He was kind of the hero guy. Now Star Wars has one of those four little girls, which is great. I do not see Disney, because they know these type of things, and they're all about this type of stuff. We talked about it with Captain Marvel last episode, but they're not going, I don't think they're going to throw that to the fire and be like, yep, Rey turned evil, sorry. If they're going, the time to do that would have been the last episode before she became kind of this icon in Star Wars. So I'm with you. I think that's kind of, a lot of people online are saying the same thing. Probably the Emperor saw it, and so he's trying to corrupt her, or she saw it, and you're right, she's just terrified of that happening to her. So I think we're in the clear for this, but still, I would like to see that footage because that sounds pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So I would imagine, in fact, I guaranteed, because they only have had a really quick teaser trailer for Rise of Skywalker. When it gets closer to that, I'm sure they'll have full-on trailer, and we can do kind of a preview episode where we probably kind of, we might go back and give her like a retrospective review of The Last Jedi and talk about what we liked and didn't like, and maybe, make predictions for what happens in that. So we'll dive more into that, closer, probably in December. But for right now, it's just cool, and I'm super excited because I'm a big Star Wars nerd. So, all right.
Yeah,
so
I agree with you 100%. I mean, they didn't really, as much as I would wanted them to show as a fan.
Yeah,
clearly, I want them to show everything, like maybe another teaser or something. But I like that they didn't show too much on the other side of it, just because it the mystery of it just makes it better, and I think that's. About what they do.
Yeah, no, Disney has been very good in the last, you know, 10 years or so about not I hate when companies throw the entire story and spoilers all over the place in their trailers, and Disney's pretty good at, I think you either said that at the beginning of this episode or last episode that, and no, you just said this episode that that yeah, they're really good at disguising things too. Like they'll create entire scenes that don't even exist in the movie. Like I remember for Infinity War, they show the Hulk in Wakanda. He never is the Hulk in Wakanda. He's wearing the Hulkbuster suit. So they are all about messing with people about how things go. So I'm sure we'll see another trailer, but I'm very confident that they're not going to spoil anything. So
now the only thing I would say about Star Wars, I'm intrigued to see where the story is going to, excited to see where it ends.
Yeah.
Really, I'm waiting. I want it to end. I feel like we've been on this journey for a while. I know other fans have been on this journey since like the 70s and 80s. I just feel like this is, it's time for it to end, and I'm excited for that.
I think it'll be fun because they're so handcuffed by sticking with the Skywalkers that it'll be nice because Star Wars has a lot of cool mechanics. I mean, they can dive so much deeper into any sort of Jedi that's not Luke. They can dive into, they can dive into bounty hunters. Bounty hunters are super cool. I mean, they can dive into, just space battle, like a ton of stuff. It's just that they're stuck talking about the Skywalker. So I'm with you. I can't wait to see, them kind of broaden it past that after this movie. So, all right. Well, that's enough of the Rise of Skywalker. So the next one, we talked about this the last episode, but they did announce that this is where they announced Ryan Coogler was going to be directing Black Panther 2, and it just confirmed the release date of May 6th of 2022. So already talked about that, so we'll breeze right past that one.
All okay. Right. No thought.
Yeah, we gave those thoughts, so we're good. So they had also at San Diego Comic-Con, and we talked about this a decent amount because I know that you're excited about the Eternals, but they did talk a little bit more about the Eternals. So they showed some costumes for the Eternals, which, again, I don't know much about the Eternals. I think it looks pretty cool, but you can kind of look that up. You can just kind of Google search Eternals costumes. It'll probably pop right up.
They were really cool renders of them. It was like on stage.
Yep.
The cast members were lined up, and then right behind renders of what their characters possibly look like. Yep. I say possibly because they changed Thanos like 3 times.
Right, yeah. Apparently what they're doing is they're going to, which I'm sure Marvel can do better, is they're going to do what Green Lantern tried to do, where they just make like basically all the suits CGI. It's just, it's Marvel, so they have a little bit better track record of it. So I think that it's going to be kind of trippy with how much CGI they're probably going to put into the Eternals.
I mean, Thanos, 100%
yeah,
CGI.
Yeah, yep.
The Hawk. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they looked amazing. So
and even, I mean, they started out kind of pretty costumey, but if you see like behind the scenes with Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. Is completely wearing, just the kind of just the dot suit. It's not a green suit anymore. It's kind of a dot suit. So even his metal suit is all. So yeah, they're gonna probably make kind of a crazy galactic outfit. So it you're right, it could change 18 times besides for these pictures that it showed on there, but still I'm excited about it.
One thing, you're probably about to get to it, but I'd like to jump the gun. One thing that's really intriguing, I don't know how to take because I'm really excited about this, and this news kind of doesn't make me happy.
Okay.
And that's Kit Harington.
Yep.
joining the cast.
Yep.
Now Kit is obviously Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. That.
Yep.
If you don't know who that is. But yeah, so he joined the cast, and I think he's going to be playing the lover of one of the characters, but what's his name?
I don't remember what.
Batman, maybe something like that.
I think I'm
trying to look it up right now.
Yeah, it's Dane Whitman, and he plays the character known as the Black Knight. Again, I don't know much about this stuff, but apparently that's his character's name. So sure.
Now, I don't really know too much about the Black Knight either, but as soon as I found out, clearly I won online Black Knight. And to me, it's just very, I don't know. I'm a little up in the air, but I'm optimistic because I trust Disney, and I'm excited to see. I am not a huge fan of this actor. I've talked about this a long time ago on my other podcast that I do. We did a Game of Thrones thing, and I'm just not a huge. I was never a huge fan of Jon Snow. Just the actor that played him. Yeah. I don't know. I've seen another movie that he was in, and I just it just didn't dawn to me. So I'm a little. We'll see.
He grew on me. I thought he became a better actor as he kind of grew into the part. I am kind of the other side because I heard all these rumors about him being Wolverine, which I think would have been awful. So I'm glad that he plays a character that probably isn't nearly as prominent as a whole on the MCU. So I'm fine with it. I don't mind, but I've seen where you come from, and there are other people that have complained about him not being that amazing of an actor. So I get that.
Listen, Wolverine needs to be an unknown Australian. That's all I care about. He's got to be Australian because they're just too... I don't know. I like that accent.
We won't jump into it too much, but I like the idea of Keith Urban taking the role of Wolverine. So that he's kind of the guy that I don't know. Have you watched The Boys yet on Amazon Prime?
No. Okay. No, I haven't watched that.
Well, he plays Billy Butcher, and the way he plays Billy Butcher, I could completely see him being an awesome Wolverine. But anyway, we won't. Wolverine probably won't be cast for years and years, so we're not really too worried about that.
And he's Australian.
He
okay,
is.
Go on.
Yeah. So I thought you'd like that. So, all right. So moving on. So why did I write? I wrote all these in a different order, and then I realized I'm like, why did I do that when I'm looking at the sheet that I told you to look at? But that's okay. So all right, so Black Widow. So again, because we didn't see the footage, it's not a ton that we can go over. But basically, they showed more Black Widow footage. They showed a few action scenes. They showed a conversation between Scarlett Johansson, who of course is the Black Widow, and Florence Pugh, who's playing Yelena. They showed David Harbour's in his Red Guardian costume, which unfortunately I have not seen it come out yet online.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
So
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, D23, it's a gift and a curse, is that they want to reward the super fans that could make it, so they only release some stuff online. So some of the stuff is like, hey, you're gonna see this 4 months earlier or whatever than everybody else, so it could be one of those, which kind of sucks for us, but hey, I'm sure it looks awesome. But and then finally they also showed Black Widow in her like kind of white snow costume. So again, we talked a lot about Black Widow with but when they kind of talked about it at San Diego Comic-Con, so if you got anything else, you know, go for it. But I've kind of said what I have to say until I see a trailer and until we have a review of it, you know, when it comes out.
I just think the next year and a half of movies coming out of Marvel, I don't see any of them hit the $1 billion mark.
No.
I see them all being profitable,
yep.
But just like groundwork profitable, like yep. Original Iron Man, original, you know, Thor, just enough to be good enough, but not like, oh my gosh, you know, like, you know, this is the bee's knees.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so Black Widow to me, I could live without this movie. Unless they're going to do something special, which they probably will. But, like, I could live without this movie. Yeah.
It's hard to tell anymore, right? Because there's been a few of them that I, like, Doctor Strange, I thought would have kind of not been great. Captain Marvel, I thought was going to be just kind of meh. But it's such a juggernaut that even movies like and shoot, because, you know, again, spoiler alert for Endgame, you know, she died, so people are probably going to say, hey, well, she died, I want to see her last, you know, well, not her last moments, but I want to see the last movie that's going to star her. So I can never tell. I don't think, you're right, I don't think it's going to make a billion, but it's probably going to easily make money. So I don't think they have any worry about that.
Here's a thought, mind-blowing thought, ready? All right. The very last scene of Black Widow, she wakes up, she's trapped in the Soul Stone, right? Because remember, she gave her life, and yeah. Gamora's there. Wouldn't that be weird? Sorry, I'm getting really
getting a little fan, like, you know, fan theory-ish. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm that guy. I'm that guy. I do. I started my fan theory stuff with Lost TV show, so I'm that guy.
I think we won't dive into any sort of, you know, fan theory too theory. Much, but yeah. The only reason I think she's done is because Florence Pugh is playing someone that in the comic books has become the new Black Widow. So I think that's okay. She's just going to jump into that role. But anyway, moving on. So after that, Emily Blunt and The Rock came on the stage and they talked about their new movie, Jungle Cruise, which of course is based off of the, would you call that a Disney World ride? Is it a ride? Is it just, I don't know. I guess it's a ride.
Yeah, it's a ride. It's like an adventure.
Yeah.
A little, yeah. I think this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be successful. I mean, just because Pirates of the Caribbean was very successful, and that was a ride. Same thing, but yeah.
Well, you can't just use that, because remember, what was that? What's the haunted mansion? That was also a ride, and that movie was not very good. So, but I agree with you. I think it's going to be solid, because you're right. People thought of Pirates of the Caribbean, they're like, what? That's a weird little baby ride. How is that going to be a big movie? And of course, it's, you know, a juggernaut now. So,
and if you want to hate The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you gotta admire this guy.
Oh yeah,
every movie making recently is just making money. Like even I listened to reviews of some of the last five years. You listen to the reviews and it's like, man, this is just a cheap action movie, or like the Skyscraper movie.
Yep.
Still making money.
Yep.
So, you know, and I'm glad. It's funny because he was with Disney a long time. He made some crappy movies.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Yep.
Disney, and now stepped away, and I'm glad he's, you know, maybe they'll get him back, maybe he's better as an actor.
Yeah, he made like The Pacifier and Game Plan and garbage like that, or Tooth Fairy, whatever those movies were.
Rundown.
Yeah,
Pacifier, Game Plan.
Tooth
Fairy was one. Yeah.
Yep. So I think it's gonna be cool. Apparently reporters were saying that it had some The Mummy vibes, like when, you know, not the recent Mummy that was garbage, but like the one from what, like the late 90s or 2000 with Brendan Fraser, that was, you know, upbeat and fun and didn't take itself too serious. It's probably gonna be a lot like Jumanji too, like the second Jumanji with The Rock also. So I think it'll be fun.
Exciting. I'm excited.
Yeah, but apparently Emily Blunt is cast as kind of as a co-lead. So I'm guessing that apparently they had some sort of like fun social media campaign where they're kind of like battling back and forth. So I'm sure they're gonna have some sort of head-to-head dynamic where they're kind of, you know, they're both trying to be the leaders or whatever, and they kind of end up having to get to. I'm sure it's something like that. But I love Emily Blunt, so I it sounds like it's gonna be fun. And apparently it has pirate villains that are made entirely of snakes, which is real weird. So, sure.
I mean, this could turn out, I'm just saying it right now, it could turn out like Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean,
yeah,
made Disney a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
A lot of money. So this could be their next,
yeah,
like big non-Marvel you know, thing. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm intrigued.
Yep.
I've been using intrigued a lot. I need to stop saying that, damn.
That's fine. So, cool. All right, so next they put out the movie that I'm least interested in all of the world, is Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So, you got anything for Mistress of Evil?
I won't see it with theaters, but I will see it.
I'll see it in theaters because of this.
I know you will.
Because I'm a shill, and because, I mean, yeah, Disney needs to start paying me so that I can go see it for free and not be mad that I just spent another $15 seeing Angelina Jolie play friggin' Maleficent. But I'm not there yet, so hey. Alright. They had a little bit of footage for Mulan. The lead actress wasn't there because of the kind of controversy. I don't want to dive into that too much. We're going to kind of focus on D23, but apparently it showed her getting ready to meet with the matchmaker and it showed soldiers coming back asking for the kind of the volunteer for the dad, you know, where the dad is supposed to go, and you know, he volunteers. But again, yeah, we'll see. I would like to see more footage before I kind of say how I'm going to think about. We both already said that we're pretty excited about Mulan.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
All right.
Definitely excited.
So the next one, so we talked about this one the last episode, just how it got pushed about 6 months. I am more excited about it because of the picture than I was before. So Cruella, all they did was they just showed kind of a picture, and they talked about how it was going to be. But it is so, it showed a picture of Emma Stone as Cruella, and it showed Paul Walter Hauser is apparently cast as Horace. So, which is kind of perfect. You've seen the picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously Horace is kind of the fat guy. So, he's, I think, are you familiar with Paul, with the guy who's playing him? You might not be. He's not like he's a big actor or anything, but.
I feel like I've seen him. I just can't.
So.
To where I've seen him at.
So the two biggest roles he was in are going to show that he's going to be perfect for this movie, because Horace, if you're familiar with him through 101 Dalmatians, is a bumbling idiot, and Paul Walter Hauser was a bumbling idiot in I, Tonya and Black Klansman. So,
okay.
So he's just, so I think he's going to knock it out of the park, but, and I think Emma Stone looks awesome as Cruella. It's a super cool kind of, apparently they're doing like a punk rock vibe to it, and it's supposed to be set in 1970s London. So I'm way more interested in this than I was before I saw the picture.
I just I'm not gonna keep saying this in every podcast, but I love prequels. I love origin stories. So I'm you already told, as soon as I found out about it, I was sold on it. So
yep, you're all about it. So I didn't have to convince you, but I think they convinced me. Again, we'll see. You know, again, I need to see a trailer. I need to see, but they've got me, at least as you keep saying. You know, I'm intrigued. So we'll see. I'm excited. So I'm where I wasn't before. I was just going to kind of go meh. So. So, all right, moving on. So this is the one that's way more, that is, like, all the other movies that we talked about already had been kind of already announced, or we already knew information about it. This, I did not know much about. So they kind of showed some stuff for Pixar's movie called Soul. Have you seen the pictures for Soul?
So I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah,
I know Pixar talked about, I think, more than one movie, but I know the other one. This one, no, I didn't even, until I just read, I'm reading about right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, so what you kind of said it, so here is kind of what they said about it. They said, so the kind of the plot synopsis was, ever wonder where your passion, your dreams, and your interests come from? What is it that makes you, you? It describes a journey from the streets of New York City to the cosmic realms to discover the answer to life's most important questions. So, I guess it's kind of another existential movie, kind of like Inside Out, where, you know, they're talking, where when you first hear about...
That's what I was going to say. It's kind of like Inside Out.
When you first hear about Inside Out, you're like, how in the world are they going to just, you know, have people playing your emotions? So I guess now they're going to have people playing your soul. And if you see the pictures, it's almost like Casper the Friendly Ghost meets Inside Out. Like, they're kind of these soft drawing people. It almost looks like the game Little Big Planet. Like, it's kind of a soft, fluffy look to it. It's interesting. It's definitely different, so...
I feel like this is going to be one of those movies that's going to rip your heart out.
I guarantee,
like,
it will.
Like, well, because Inside Out, it's fun, it's great, but it's about depression. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's like death. It's weird. It's kind of like the beginning of Up. Yep. Like, you just salty taste in your mouth. And I know they'll do a good job at the end, and everyone will get back together and fine. But I just feel like this is a movie where You know, they want to. They want to. Looking at the pictures right now, I can definitely feel cute and cuddly.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he's your soul. Yep. When you die, you know, I don't know, it could. Disney has a way.
Oh yeah.
You know, to do things that you know you don't think they're doing. You know, kill off your mother deer.
Yeah.
Like they have some things. They watch out. That's a. I don't know. I'm gonna read more about. After this podcast, more about soul.
Honestly, there's not much more to it. I mean, like I kind of looked at it like if it's very right now they're very vague on it right now. So it's we'll probably hear more in the future. But I think they were just kind of getting some information out. But I will go over the cast. Well, at least the known cast so far. So Jamie Foxx is going to be playing Joe Gardner, which again these names don't mean much to us right now. But Felicia Rashad, who's you know famous for Cosby Show, is going to play Joe's mom, Libba. David Diggs is going to play Joe's namer and apparently his nemesis, Paul. Tina Fey is going to play 22, and Questlove, which is you know like a singer. You
know, oh, I know. I know who Quest.
Yeah, it's going to be playing Curly. So apparently he's in this movie. So all right, sure. But
okay. Okay.
Hey.
You know, I'm excited for 22. I can't wait to see
sure, the yeah.
screen.
Yeah, can't wait for 22. I hope that Paul and Joe can get back together and be friends again. I don't know anything about this movie. But yeah, it still looks interesting.
Well, I don't know if I've said this before on the podcast, but out of all Disney things that they do, I have a little special place for Pixar. Yeah. I love all the Pixar films.
Oh yeah,
just the colors are so vibrant and everything, and the stories are just so. I mean, I love Monsters Inc. That is like one of my favorites. Anything that is in that world is just kind of. So I will definitely sure Kristen will like to see it because, you know, she's evil. No, I love her.
Yeah. So speaking of Pixar, they also right after that they kind of showed Pixar's movie that's coming up sooner than this, and we've probably are you know the trailer is actually already out, so they just kind of re-talked about it a little bit. So Onward, which I guess it's kind of like a modern day fairy tale, but it still has like centaurs just in the real world and unicorns in the real like so it looks pretty cool. It looks almost like kind of fable-y looking stuff, you know, monsters and just it's almost like what was that movie that came out on Netflix with Will Bright. Smith?
It's called Bright.
Bright. Okay, I thought you said right. Yeah, Bright. Exactly. So it's almost like that, except like a kid, you know, happy version of it, I guess. So should be fun. You know, I'm looking forward to it again. How you talked about liking Pixar? It's another Pixar movie, so I'm in.
I like that type of world. Mm-hmm. Like, not to talk about Bright, but I love the world that was set in. The movie itself wasn't the greatest, so I'm sure this movie, Pixar, if it's in that world, it's so fun and it's like a, I'm getting away from, you know, like I'm going to the movies to see this movie to get away from everything because it's not realistic, yeah, but it's mysterious and fun, and then Chris Pratt, Tom Holland,
yeah.
I mean, come on, yeah. I mean, you know, he's a royalty in the Marvel world.
That's right.
Oh.
Well, Rob, speaking of royalty in the Marvel world, someone that we haven't talked about in about 10 seconds, Awkwafina is in another movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's back, and she's better than ever.
Yeah. This is an animated movie.
Yep. So I really
want... That was a good segue, Devin. Good job. I like that one.
Thank you. But... what we're talking about is Raya and the Last Dragon. It's another movie that was announced. So apparently it's for Thanksgiving 2020. So we haven't heard a lot about it, but it says that it's a new animated movie. See, I don't know if I think I'm just wishful thinking. I really would love it to be hand drawn animation, but I guarantee that's not what they mean. But I can dream. But it's a, let's see, so what is the actual plot for this. Apparently, it doesn't really have much of a plot. It's just set in Kumandra, which is just a fake place where ancient Earth that worships dragons. So maybe this is their battle to how to train your dragon, I guess. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But so they showed a picture of what the dragon looks like. She's just kind of this... She looks almost like from Neverending Story. What is that dragon's... What's that dragon's name? I can't think of it. The wish dragon, whatever it is. But so it looks kind of like that. It's less of a, you know, kind of traditional dragon and more of kind of the, you know, Japanese stylized dragon and kind of, you know, the wispy almost looks like kind of like a koi fish type dragon. So it looks pretty cool. Obviously I'm down and I love dragons, so this should be pretty cool. So besides for starring the lovely Awkwafina, it's also starring Cassie Steele as Rhea. So those are the two. So it's apparently directed by people that worked on Big Hero 6 and Frozen. So it sounds like it's in pretty good hands.
I wasn't a huge fan of Big Hero 6.
Really? Okay. Well, I like Big Hero 6. So, well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see if this changes your mind on them. So.
Yep.
All right. So, and then of course they ended that part of the panel with Frozen 2, which is going to make stupid amounts of money. They announced two new members of the cast. So, Evan Rachel Wood, who is in Westworld, and Sterling K. Brown, who is in Black Panther and the show This Is Us. Apparently, they showed some new footage, and they talked about how Frozen 1 and Frozen 2 are going to complete a story, so I guess they're going to take inspiration from the first movie and kind of combine it so that it makes one giant epic story. So, you know, I mean, we talked about Frozen 2 a decent amount, so I'm not going to jump too much into it unless you got anything to say about it.
Nope. Just another $1 billion they'll make.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, they're going to clean up shop with that, with a whole new cast of young girls and one 31-year-old man, me, that are going to be in the audience first day.
Oh.
All right. All right.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I have nothing to say about Frozen 2. I mean, it's just, it's good. Frozen was good. That's a good movie. I'm excited for the second one.
Yeah, like I said, we talked about that a decent amount when we talked about our upcoming movies, so we won't dive too much into it. Again, same thing with Star Wars. We'll probably have either a preview podcast or just another review podcast when it comes out. So we'll see that in, I think I said it was November that it comes out, so we'll talk about that then.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to lose my voice after all this, but all right, so all of that was just for the movie side of it. So now we're going to go over to the Disney Plus side of it. So
which
strap on in.
The biggest.
Let's see. Which are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you what.
The Disney Plus side. So there's a lot.
Yeah.
To cover.
Yeah.
So real quick recap, Disney Plus, it's a thing. It's coming out November 12th. No sponsor, but we would like to be sponsored. Thank you, Disney. maybe some free memberships. That'd be awesome.
I was going to say, that's fine. Yeah, that's all I need.
But yes, if you haven't heard from our other episodes, Disney Plus is where you're going to want to get it. It's going to have so many things going on, and I'm sure we're about to kind of rehash some of the things that we've talked about before, but then some of the new things that they announced, because they definitely announced some new things.
Yeah.
So I
gave you kind of a rundown of, so we will do that, except first I feel like we should go over probably, at least me, I'm the most excited about this one because it's been kind of rumored and kind of talked about and fans have been hoping for it for a while. But at the D23 Disney Plus, this side of the conference, they did announce that Ewan McGregor was going to come back as Obi-Wan Kenobi for a Disney Plus series. So
that is amazing.
Yeah. So
he was a very good Obi-Wan Kenobi. And actually, I watched that video like 15 times. It's very short. Just him walking on the stage, just being announced, walks on stage, and he's like, ask me the question. And I'm just like, are you going to play Obi-Wan Kenobi? And he's like, yes, I am. It's just it's. I'm sorry, I'm geeking out over here. But no, like I'm very intrigued. I'm very excited for it. I'm just really happy. So
yeah, yeah. No, I'm. It's so whether you like, I know that you love the prequels more than most people do. I love the prequels more than most people do. But even the people that hate the prequels kind of universally accept and admit that Ewan McGregor was a great Obi-Wan Kenobi, and there's been rumors of there being an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie with him playing older Kenobi. There's been, you know, people have been doing petitions for it. I mean, like, everyone loves Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and apparently they've been kind of in talks about this for about 4 years, so it's been a terribly hidden secret. So everyone has kind of been, you know, talking about it. It's just hasn't become official until today. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm super excited. Apparently they've already written scripts and it's shooting in 2020, so this has been in the works for quite some time. So easily my favorite news that came out of D23 completely. So
all right, I would say it's my second. There's something else that we're going to talk about that I think is my first.
Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to just kind of let it pop up?
No, I'm gonna let it. When you get to it, I'll tell you when it is.
Okay, yeah.
The suspense. Stay tuned.
I'm pretty. There's another one that is pretty high on mine. Well, we'll see. Okay, now I'm curious. We'll see which one pops out then. But all right, so going down the line. So here's two that are clearly not for me, but maybe there's someone that's interested. So there's a Lizzie McGuire sequel series, and there's also High School Musical series coming out. Do you have anything you'd like to talk about, High School Musical or Lizzie McGuire?
Well, it says that Hilary Duff is going to appear. Well, she appeared on stage, so yep, she's going to be a part of Lizzie McGuire, so that's great. Yep. I always love if they do something that involves, like, they bring back everyone,
yeah,
or they try to at least as many people, so that's great. I was never a huge fan of musical. It was past my time,
yeah,
for the Disney Channel. But I know there's a huge following for it, so sure, that's exciting. I hope it does. It's going to do well. I'm not going to say I hope it does well.
Right.
It's going to do well.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the only two things that I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, you're right. It is. If you are going to make a sequel of a series, it's, you would like to have the actress back, and you said Hilary Duff is back, and then the original creator is back, Terry Minsky. So it obviously it's in the hands that it needs to be. We just, it just not, wasn't made for us, so that's why we're not diving too into it. So, you know, this one you probably won't be excited about because you don't like the character yet, but it's just because you haven't met him yet. But there is a, God, this one is so weird. There's going to be a show that is called Forky Asks a Question, and it stars Forky, who was kind of the I wouldn't call him the star, but he was kind of the, yeah, one of the plot devices in Toy Story 4, which again I gave my, you know, my thoughts on, and I actually really liked Forky a couple episodes ago. But yeah, so I don't even really know what it is supposed to be. I mean, in the movie he's very curious because was just created, so he doesn't understand a lot of things. So I don't know if that's how they're going to dive into it. Maybe it'll kind of be more for kids to learn stuff.
Disney Plus is going to be new, so yeah, they're going to try out almost everything.
Yeah,
and I think this is one of those things where this could be a fail, a big flop, but they're going to do it anyway because they want to see what's going on. And it could be for more of the kids, like you were saying.
Yeah, I could see. I think that if they went, again, we don't know any details about it, but I think it'd be interesting if they did it in kind of a setup of like a, you know, a Barney or a, you know, Mr. Rogers type show where it's like Forky asks a question and then they learn about that topic for the episode. I don't know, you know, but I could see something like that being real successful with you know, little kids, because they're going to need some little kid shows also.
Yeah,
but again, I don't think it's going to be for me and you. So all right, so after that, God, they had so many shows. So they also announced Monsters at Work, another Disney Plus show that's going to star Ben Feldman and Aisha Tyler. And it's just going to be, you know, kind of follow a day of work with basically the in kind of the Monsters, Inc. world. So
believe it or not, this is it.
This is the one. The thing.
Yes, believe it or not. Well, I kind of gave you a hint earlier.
Yeah.
So I love Monsters. I love Monsters University. Now, so, you know, the two main characters of those two are kind of the reasons. So I'm really hoping they show up in, which is, was it Sully and
Mike,
what's his name?
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, Mike Wazowski. But yeah, so I love it. It's great because it's like a cool little world. When I was younger, there was this movie. It was called Little Monsters, and I love that movie. So I just like the world of monsters. So this is going to be, you know.
Monsters kept me up at night. That was a creepy movie.
So this was I know it's probably wasn't what you expected, but that is the other one that I'm really looking forward to. That I was really intrigued about this whole thing. God, I've stopped using intrigued.
intrigued. But I mean, hey, I don't love it as much as you do, but I'm a super big fan of Monsters, Inc. So I'm gonna try it out. And again, a lot of this stuff is just so probably far away that we don't know much about it, besides for like there's a picture of what the two characters are going to look like. They look like Monsters, Inc. characters, so great. We'll see how it goes. So, but I'll definitely watch it. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So then they talk again. We already talked about Marvel's What If because they announced this at San Diego Comic-Con. You were a little bit more iffy on it than I am, so we're not going jump into that one too much, but they did have footage of it. It showed Jeffrey Wright, who again is playing the Watcher, and apparently it showed Bucky facing off against a zombie. It had Peggy getting the super soldier serum instead of you know, Cap, and apparently Steve Rogers takes on a Iron Man suit. So but that's why that show to me is going to be cool, because they can just do whatever they want. I mean, they can just have fun with it. So hopefully they do that, and hopefully it ends up being pretty cool.
Now, it is an animated show.
Yes.
It is an animated, but they will have the actor's voice.
Correct. Yep. That. Yeah. So
I just want to clarify, and I also want to listen that to clarify. It is animated. They do more with it animated, like the zombie. So,
yeah, I think it would have been a bad idea if they would have made it live action, because it's a what if means that if they're trying to get weird and trying to get bizarre and trying to make fun crazy stuff, the budget probably isn't there to go all out with like we just said, a zombie and with a stronger looking Iron Man suit. So I get why it's going to be animated, and they showed kind of a clip of what it looks like. It's got kind of a weird, almost more realistic art style, like almost like an anime type style. So I thought it looked kind of cool. So, all right. Moving on.
They're sticking their hand in every single cookie jar out there. Oh. Anime.
So the next one, again, we already kind of touched base off with San Diego Comic-Con. They didn't announce anything really extra. They just kind of talked again about Loki. So, again, I'm pretty excited about it. Sounds like I think you were pretty excited about Loki.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I want to know where to go.
Right.
I mean, I have a lot of questions after Endgame that, you know, I would love to bring up one day. But one of the questions is, where did Loki go? And they pretty much said in this panel, we'll find out where he goes.
Yep. Yeah. So we're both on board. We're all about Loki, and that's probably going to be, you know, that's going to be the focus of the show, is whatever he's doing. And again, we talked about it in that episode, but this is past Loki, when he's still kind of evil and mischievous. He hasn't, you know, turned yet. So he's going to be kind of a bad guy again. So, so then they went into Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Again, we talked about this a little bit, but they did add a couple people to the cast. So Emily Van Camp in the movie played Sharon Carter. She'll be back. And Wyatt Russell, who is, what is his first name? Kurt Russell's son is going to be playing John Walker, who I'm not sure who John Walker is, but Wyatt Russell is actually a pretty good young actor, so I'm pretty excited to see him in this movie.
I think this is going to be a really good action show.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Jason Bourne kind of stuff, yep. You know, like stuff, you know, and that's cool. People want to see both these. I mean, well, you know, they're kind of average. They can die. They're not superheroes, but they, you know, it's just, you know, it's really good to see. I'm excited. And then obviously the main question, the new Captain America. So it's just like, you know, we need to, there's questions there from Endgame. We'll see how it plays up with Endgame. I think Endgame had so many solutions, but had so many questions. And I'm hoping that these shows on Disney Plus are going to answer all these.
Yeah. Well, going along with kind of how Endgame tied up is another show that's kind of like where it's going to have a lot of these questions, which is WandaVision. Again, talked about this at San Diego Comic-Con, but there is a little bit more information. So, yeah, like you said, with Endgame, you know, Vision is no longer a thing. So how is he in this one? I mean, you know, something that I like about what they're doing with WandaVision is they actually introduced a couple characters that had nothing to do with WandaVision or with Wanda Vision, but they're bringing him into this.
They had that one guy from Ant-Man, not to interrupt you, sorry.
No, you're good.
They had that one guy from Ant-Man that was like, what did he do? I forget. He had an okay role. It wasn't like in a very important role in Ant-Man and Wanda.
I believe he was a S.H.I.E.L.D. member, wasn't he? He was some sort of a cop character. Jimmy Woo.
Wasn't he the one that always showed up and said, you know, like, oh, you're on probation? Like, he was like, what are you doing with your... Was that... I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in a while. But yeah, so, like, that's pretty cool. So I wonder if there's time travel. Do you think?
No, I don't think there's time travel. I think they're just gonna, you know... I just like the fact that they... Well, you know what? Maybe I guess there has to be something, because how else is Vision? I don't know. I wish I could, you know, have something.
Or maybe it's between the events of, you know, Age of Ultron and Infinity War, when he's like in human form, you know, and maybe it's like their love story. Like, why did he run away, or he stayed?
Yeah, I mean, you know? I think that they... I don't even know if they've announced when it's going to... Oh, wait, let's see. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know when it is supposed to be, so I guess we'll have to wait for more details on it. But either way, so the other... So you mentioned Randall Park playing Jimmy Woo, but also Kat Denning, who played Darcy Lewis in the Thor movies, is going to be in that movie. So they're bringing characters kind of from kind of different worlds, and which makes it more of a cohesive, you know, universe. Oh, so I'm all about that.
Okay. Yeah, this is a big question mark. I'm excited, but very big question mark.
Well, we've got three more big question marks, because this is very early on, so we've got literally zero details about it except that they're doing it. So Disney Plus also announced three more shows, which will be Moon Knight, She-Hulk, and Miss Marvel, which is pretty nuts. Again, we have no details. I don't know if they're going to be... I don't think they're going to be animated, but I think they're all live action. But either way, those are three big names to just drop in TV shows out of the blue like that.
So my prediction with the Moon Knight character, if you ever like looked up like where he came from, or even what Kevin Feige said, the origin story of Moon Knight, he basically was an assassin, but then he got his power from, I forget where he got it. He was like in the Middle East or something. And it's kind of funny, a couple months ago they were talking to an actor named Keanu Reeves. And a lot of people said he would be perfect for Moon Knight, and then out of nowhere they dropped this bomb, oh, Moon Knight's coming to Disney Plus. So it's kind of like, I can see Moon Knight movie, I can see Miss Marvel being a TV show, and I can see She-Hulk being animated TV.
I could get behind that. I mean, again, this is so early in the process. We literally just got pictures for it, so we don't know anything about it. But either way, super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, these are just my predictions. Yeah. So when this comes true in a couple of years, and we go back, you know, when we're famous and stuff, go back to archives, quote me on this.
All right, we'll
this day.
We'll do. You will get all the internet points you can stomach for that. So, all right,
no, you're paying for my Disney Plus for a month.
All right, sure. If that happens, sure.
All three things. If I'm right for all three things,
all right.
Moonlight's a TV show. I mean, not a TV show, movie. Miss Marvel is a TV show, regular like live action, and then She-Hulk is an animated TV show. If I'm right in all three things, you're paying 1 month of Disney Plus. You hear it first, guys. Gambling.
All right, all 15 people that have heard that. There you go. You got it. You got the back of it.
50,000 people. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So they talked about again. This one I'm not super like whatever, but obviously you're filling out your Disney Plus catalog, so it's fine. They announced some live action Disney movies. Stargirl, which apparently is based off of a novel. It's a coming of age story. Timmy Failure. It said mistakes were made, the story of Timmy and his world class detective agency. Don't know what that means. They talked about Lady and the Tramp again. So we kind of saw a picture of the
trailer too. Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, oh, but I don't think I did. I don't think I watched it. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'm sorry. Yes, I did. I did watch it. Okay.
Gavin Brooks.
I know.
Let's say.
Yeah. So, but so yeah. So I mean, I'm gonna watch that. But so they showed that Togo. It's a true based on a true story of how a man and his dog embark on a life saving mission. So it sounds kind of like Balto. And Noel, which sounds like it's a Christmas movie about Santa's daughter saving the holidays. So those are just some kind of made for TV movies that are coming to Disney Plus. So, you got any thoughts on any of those?
No.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, it's like you said, there's so much stuff that's going to be on Disney Plus that, like, I don't think it's necessary, especially if you have old archive movies, TV shows, and stuff that you're going to probably put on. But then again, I mean, to someone out there, these probably mean a lot to them. So.
It's just like Netflix, where you always have to, even if it's blah, you still have to like get people excited. Like, hey, we've got 4 new movies coming out next week, and so it just kind of rebuilds kind of the hype. So that's probably all these are. But now talk about hype. We got a new Muppets series. Muppets are back. So Muppets Now. So apparently it's going to be an unscripted short form series. I don't know what that means. But they kind of show just a bit of a teaser trailer with Kermit coming out, but they can't really show anything yet. Apparently it's planned for 2020, so it's coming up fairly quick. So obviously I love the Muppets, so I'm going to jump all over that one. So
I don't hate the Muppets. I like the idea of the Muppets. I never really got into them. But I really enjoyed myself at Disney. And we went to that Muppet show. That was a really fun show.
I hope.
Remember
that? Yeah, I loved it too. I hope that since they because that one was one of the one that they were talking about killing it if they haven't already done so already. Hopefully, since they keep bringing new shows, they're going to leave it alone, and hopefully it revitalize it again. But I'll be the first one to say that Muppets, it's not a huge fan base, so I could see it not working, because the last couple shows have not worked out. But I'm gonna still watch it.
Now who made the Muppets?
What about, you talking about Jim Henson?
Yes, and he made something else that I actually really, which is Fraggle Rock.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're all about Fraggle Rock.
That's a show. That's a movie I've been watching. Jeez.
So you have to root for Muppets, because if the Muppets are successful, then Fraggle Rock is going to be right behind them. So
I hope so.
And Dark Crystal.
Oh, man, I just love the way they walk. Sorry, I'm just thinking of Fraggle.
All right.
Sorry.
So they announced Diary of a Female President.
Yes, I've been waiting for this. This is what I've been waiting for.
That's the one, huh? I don't know. It's all right. I don't know. We're moving right along.
Yep, I'm okay with that one. All
right, so this one is going to be super exciting for people that watch this show. Otherwise, maybe not. I did watch a lot of this show, so I'm pretty excited about it. So did you give Star Wars The Clone Wars a shot?
I want to.
Okay.
I never did. And it's just because I never really knew how to. Because, like, every time I finally get a chance to watch some of it, it's already missed, like, a season. I want to. And I think if it's all Disney Plus, obviously, Disney Plus is going to do so much for me personally, because I'm going to finally be able to watch some of the shows that I want to watch that have already happened. I just never really got a chance to watch them.
Right. I think you would really like it, because the Clone Wars, it's set between episode 2 and episode 3, and a lot of people's complaints about those movies is that Anakin and Kenobi kind of hate each other with no build-up, like it kind of comes out of nowhere. The Clone Wars really does a good job at filling all that in, so you really see them being brothers, and you see why this is so, so devastating, and then towards the end of the Clone Wars series, you see them start to drift apart, so they do a really good job filling in the cracks, and a lot of people say that it's the best thing about, you know, kind of the prequel era, so you'd enjoy it, and okay. but they're adding new episodes, so they're bringing it back, so that's definitely pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'll be checking that out. So, and then another one, so I think we briefly talked about Rogue One, but I really liked Rogue One, and I think you did too, right?
Rogue One was great.
Yeah,
I thought I liked the Solo movie. I thought it was okay. I thought it was good.
Yeah,
for what it was, I thought it was.
Yeah, I liked them both, but I think it was just like Star Wars fatigue. They just threw out too many movies at the same time. So, but anyway, Rogue One is coming out with a series on Disney Plus, and it's actually has Diego Luna and Alan Tudyk starring as the two main characters, which, again, Disney Plus grabs two, you know, pretty big names and throws them in another TV show to... I mean, God, there are so many TV shows out now, and we haven't even talked about the biggest one coming out, which is next.
I know. But I wonder what this is going to be about.
Yeah.
The Rogue One series. I wonder if it's going to just... Because we know the story.
Right. I'm sure it's just them kind of fighting with the Empire for as many episodes as they want. You know, they can kind of go anywhere with this, because they, you know, it's kind of, you know, we don't know anything about their past, so they can just dive into that. So I think it'll be pretty cool. Apparently it's supposed to be kind of a spy series, which sounds pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. See, so I'm reading it. It's supposed to start shooting next year. I think if all goes well with the show we're about to talk about, then I do think they're going to start shooting for next year. So I feel like a lot of these they have ideas, they know what they're going to do. Say if The Mandalorian doesn't do well, like people just, the reviews are not great, and it's not, maybe they rethink it and not do Rogue One series.
Yeah.
Who knows? That's what's happened with Solo. Like, a lot of people liked it, but it just didn't do as well as they wanted it to do, so then they kind of push back all the other stuff. So
I think that at this point, if they say they're going to start recording next year, they already are too far in advance to stop that. But you're probably right, whereas it might only get one season, as opposed to maybe they originally planned it for two or three or four, you know. But sure. Yeah, but so you brought up, so they did show a trailer for The Mandalorian, which looks super cool.
Doesn't it? Oh my gosh.
So I mean, this looks like full on, like their kind of Game of Thrones big budget, you know, action kind of set piece type of movie that just looks real neat. I mean, it's even got one of the guys from Game of Thrones. It's got Pedro Pascal is playing the Mandalorian, who played the Red Viper, which was kind of a fan favorite on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Gina Carano. I don't love Gina Carano as an actress, but it's got Carl Weathers and Giancarlo Esposito, who is Gus from Breaking Bad, who was awesome. And it's also got Taika Waititi, who is, you know, we talked about him before. He's the director of Thor Ragnarok. So,
but he's also an actor.
Yeah. Yep. He played what's that big rock monster's name in Thor? He played that guy. I can't.
Orger.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, but he's been in a lot of his own movies and TV shows that he's,
and he's great.
No, yeah. I mean, this trailer looks great. It looks like Star Wars. If you're a huge fan of the series, and you are a huge fan of Rogue One, this is like right up your alley. This is it's on the ground running. Yep. This is just it looks good, and Disney loves Jon Favreau.
Oh yeah.
So this is, I mean, he does good work.
Yep.
Making money, so everything that he's put out, he's made money off of with Disney. So I don't know. This is exciting. This is and I think that comes out the very first day. I think this is going to be. I'm glad that this is the show that's going to kind of like cattle. You know, this is what Disney Plus is about. They have that much confidence.
Yeah, clearly, Disney Plus has like you said, a lot of confidence because this is going to be their tent pole. So, if they filmed it and they thought it was going to be bad, they would have pushed it to the side and put something else in its place. They're rolling with it, so this is definitely going to be their marquee title. So yeah, I can't wait for this. This is definitely one of the main a whole bunch of reasons, but this is going to be like the first series that I watch in Disney Plus. So I'm on board. So
listen, I want to know, how do you get the job working for Disney just to watch and review movies? What, just this was good, I think you should change the ending, or like I give it a 7. Like, you know, back in the 60s, there was a group that would just work at radio stations, or not radio stations, like studios and stuff, and they would just listen to singles. I would, you know, me and you would sit down and listen to Michael Jackson's new single, and we would, I don't think it's a hit. So then they would go back and try to redo another. Like, how do we get that out? Can we sit down and be like, yeah, The Mandalorian was good, but, you know, like, I don't know, just... that would be a cool job.
Hey, sorry. Who knows? Maybe one day. So we'll keep putting applications out for that role. But anyway, since I got excited and had to put the Kenobi show in the front, that was the end of the panel. So we made it through. God, there was a ton of stuff that came out at D23. That's not even including like kind of side panels where, you know, different, you know, like they had a Simpsons one and they had all sorts of stuff, but. It's harder to dive into that stuff because it's not filmed. There's not a ton of reviews, so if you aren't actually there, you can't really talk about it too much.
With the Simpsons thing, I try to do a little bit more investigation. They're thinking about doing. I mean, they pretty much announced they're doing some spin. I don't know what the spinoffs are going to be, but they're doing some spinoffs from the Simpsons thing. So I don't know if the ratings have been down for the Simpsons. Years, and that's a known fact. You can look that up. Yeah. And so I kind of knew, you know, and then with Disney buying out Fox and all that stuff, and you know, Disney likes tradition. They do. So I know they like the idea because they've been around forever. So like I know they like the idea of them, but they need to figure out a way to revamp them. Half the cast is like so just, you know, they're just rather, they're tired. So I think the spinoff, whatever it is, I didn't really read too much about it because you're right. They hide a lot of things. Like literally, I had to like dive into like someone's personal laptop, basically, and try to find this information with the Simpsons. And then the one thing we didn't talk about, and it's okay, we don't have to talk about it because I don't really know that much information about it either. Is they're redoing a lot of they're doing like a little Marvel campus. They're doing like a little whole section where it's just. The Avengers camp, like the training campground and stuff. So they're redoing that. There was a picture online. They showed like a render. Then they showed what they really want to redo Epcot. They want to change it. You know, keep the name, but then it's just going to be the logos and everything's going to be different. They're adding Brazil, another country. They're adding some other countries in there. They're just doing some different things because they really want it to be the world of tomorrow.
Rob. You just took like an entire episode worth of stuff and just crammed it into 3 minutes. Why would you do that?
Oh,
you awful man.
Oh, I'm crazy. So, I am an awful man. I'm sorry. Well, no, those are just those two are big things. I mean, I don't know that much about it. That's all I heard.
So I'm just messing with you. So, but yeah, I mean, there's other stuff, but I'm there, we already went an hour just talking about the shows, and we kind of sped through it. So we will definitely because I know you had sent that, and it does look super cool. And yeah, obviously adding another country to Epcot, which they typically have not. I don't even remember when's the last time they've done that. So we'll dive like next episode.
This was a tease. Yeah. This was a teaser of what we're going to be talking about next episode.
Yeah. I feel like I say this every episode where I'm like, oh, well, next episode we don't have a ton to talk about, but then 18 different things pop up. So, but I'll look more into it. You'll look more into it, and we'll see if we can find better details on it. And if so, we'll make sure in a future episode we kind of dive into it and see what that means for everything. But for right now, I think we did pretty good for this one. I think we can kind of wrap it up. So, all right. So again, as always, thanks for listening. I'm Devin Brooks. That's Rob Haught. We were a little late for last week, and that was my fault. Life just happened. And so, but because of that, we'll end up posting two episodes this week. So if you're listening to this, obviously they both are already out, but, episode 5 and 6 should be out this week. So hopefully you enjoy it. As always, if you can, you know, we are on all the kind of various podcast platforms, you know, Spotify and Apple Podcasts is the biggest ones. And so you just got to search for Our Mouse Overlord. We're on Twitter at OM Overlord. We're on Facebook. We just have our Facebook group. It's just, you know, facebook.com/Our Mouse Overlord. And that's about it. So, Rob, you got anything before we kind of sign off?
Yeah, I mean, just to piggyback what you were saying, you know, we both appreciate everyone's feedback. We love that you guys are sharing and liking us. And, you know, we can only grow because of you guys. So thank you very much. And, you know, this is great. I'm having fun with one of my best friends in my entire life talking about Disney. And this is, you know, this is what we like to do. So, I hope you guys enjoy it too. I mean, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'm like
so...
waving, even though no one's watching. I'm like, thank you. Hey, bye.
Someday we'll have a fancy studio and have a TV show where you can wave and people will actually see you doing that, and you're not just some crazy person in your spare bedroom. So
I am predicting by 2024. This is another prediction. Ready?
Okay. Sure.
Devin and I will be at D23 doing a live podcast.
That would be insane. So we'll you're much more optimistic than I am, but either way, we'll still do this because regardless, we enjoy doing it. Again, thanks, and until next week, have a nice day.